The Great Smoky Mountain National Park is the most visited park in the country, but all those visitors are not seeing its full history, according to the Park Service. Here's more on what they're doing to change that. Ranger Susan Sachs tells a packed room at a community center in Waynesville that the park has done a good job telling the stories of white settlers in the park and some Cherokee history, but they left out the stories of African Americans.
We are trying to encourage people to see themselves in the park, and if we tell the stories of all people, then they can say, hey, this is my place, I'm welcome here.
Sachs has worked for the Park Service for over 20 years. She says they're gathering oral histories of African Americans who visited the park. They're also looking into the history before the park was founded, such as an unmarked cemetery of enslaved people in Swain County. PhD student Adam McNeil is working with the park to collect these stories. This research may become his thesis at Rutgers University. McNeil explains that while the Smokies were never in the Green Book, a guide for black travelers that started in the 1930s, black people do camp.
The outdoors for African Americans have historically been a place of work, not a place of recreation. And hopefully this project can be a catalyst for folks, for African Americans to feel that they are a part of the outdoors.
McNeil presented a slideshow of historical documents, such as tallies of the number of people enslaved in Jackson and Haywood counties in 1860. Almost 700 people were owned by over 100 enslavers. Lynn Forney is director at the Pigeon Community Multicultural Development Center, where the meeting took place. Her family goes back generations in Waynesville. She says when she sees the last name Forney on roads and ridges in the region, she knows that land was owned by the people who enslaved her husband's family. She hopes events like this remind people that there have always been black people in Western North Carolina.
This kind of work and these kind of events give people an opportunity to talk about these things where they don't really have a platform to talk about it on the normal everyday.
The Park Service also held an event on the Tennessee side of the park. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.